Yeah, we had to wait until that drop hit. Are we live? We're good. All right. Yo. Welcome to season 3, episode 2 of the Devin J. Swiftney podcast. It kind of feels like cheating saying that we're on season 3, but don't ask any questions. It's all cool. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about conspiracy theories. We got a debut of a new segment. So get your thinking caps on. Like, literally pause this episode and go put your thinking cap on because you're going to need it. Luke Borglund, veteran tech guy here as always. We almost had another technical difficulty. A lesser tech guy, we would have started, well, we did kind of start late, but we do always do. A lesser tech guy, we would have started later. He started as an intern, now he's here. Hashtag intern goals. 3 rules for the podcast before we start: have fun, safety first, and number 3, always be aware of your surroundings. How sweet is that song at the beginning? The name of that song is what is it? The name of that song is, if you want to listen to it on your own, the name of that song is Psychedelic Dirt.
It's like Psychedelic Dirt 3.
Psychedelic Dirt 3, Luke says. We found it for free. But yeah, go check it out. Good song. It's versatile. Before we get started, we got our first ad read of the episode. You guys know it well by now. We all have that Saturday morning feeling where it's like, man, it's going to happen to me this weekend because we got to rake leaves. You're thinking, man, I got a lot of yard work. I got to mow the grass. Maybe you're thinking, I need a website. So you call Borglund Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia. Best lawn cutting, best multimedia company around. Limited liability. They just ordered me a new hat. I'm going to have some merch soon. Limited quantity. So if anyone else wants one, contact me. Contact Luke. Borglund Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia. Tell them Devin J. Swiftney sent you. Best deal in southeastern Michigan. Period. Also, kind of an extension off the ad read. This podcast is not brought to you by LaCroix. We are. What's the opposite of sponsorship? We're competitors with LaCroix. Opponents, if you will. However you want to put it, we're an anti-LaCroix podcast. If you like LaCroix, I respect you, but agree to disagree. So we got a new segment today, before we get to today's guest. I know we talk a lot about sports. Say what? That'll come. Okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We got a new segment today. We talk a lot about sports. Try to keep it to a minimum so we can, you know, be a well-rounded podcast. So we're going to... I wouldn't say limited, but like, you get the idea. But we're going to do this segment each week. It's going to be a couple minutes. We'll sneak in whatever sports talk we need, sneak it in when Keen does this, and then that'll be it. So, it's going to, I know a lot of people out there, I'm not a betting man, but I know a lot of people out there are.
It's legal now.
It is legal. So here's Keen, Clean Shoes Cruise, with his 3 locks of the week.
All right, guys.
What are they? They're not always, I guess, right now they're going to be football because it's football season, but we'll pivot if we need
exactly.
to.
I'd like to first introduce myself. I'm Devin J. Swiftney's freshman year suite mate.
Yep.
It's actually pretty crazy how we met. I tried unlocking his door the first time I got here.
This guy tried unlocking his door with his key. No, unlocking my door with his key.
I had no idea what I was doing.
That's how we met.
But, yeah, here at the podcast, we're big Colin Coward fans.
Yep,
and
yep.
So this is a little inspiration of...
Inspired by the Blazing Five, I guess?
Exactly. My 3 locks of the week.
All right. So everybody at home, like, you're going to become a millionaire if you bet these 3 games. Put your mortgage on it.
Exactly. We're going to keep... track of my record.
Yep,
and
we will.
I promise you that it will not be a losing one.
Yeah, 3-0 this week.
All right,
it's not gonna be a losing one, he says.
All right, so for my first lock of the week are the Cleveland Browns.
Oh man.
Underdogs. Dogs. at Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, and
they're at Tampa Bay.
They are at Tampa Bay.
What's the spread?
The spread is 4 points and
+4.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have a little bit of a despite towards the Bucks.
Everybody bet against the Bucks.
Yeah, we're not big Bucks fans here. No. But
Jeff, who was on last week, has money against the Bucks record. He's got money against the Bucks coach.
Exactly. Yeah. And the reason I like them is because last year they were 32nd in takeaways.
The Bucks?
The Browns.
Okay.
This year, first.
Oh man. The dog pound. That was exactly. Loud. Sorry. Defense wins championships. All right, lock number two.
Lock number two. We got Minnesota -3.5 against the Jets.
Okay.
And they are at New York.
In New York.
Now, the reason...
Road favorites.
I don't like to take the points, honestly, but yeah. there's some magic behind Kirk, and yep. We're all on the train.
I saw Darnold might be hurt, too.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. Okay, third lock of the week?
Third lock of the week. And the biggest lock of the year, yep. Ladies and gentlemen.
Lock of the century, baby. You told me about this one.
We got our Michigan State Spartan Dogs +7 at home.
Home dogs.
Versus scum.
Oh, man. Whoa. Versus the mumps.
Yeah, mumps.
All right, mumps, and you. Do we need to talk about that?
I don't know, yeah. Is there much need to be said about that?
D'Antonio has played Michigan 11 times in his career.
And his spread against the record is...
11-0.
That's amazing.
I mean,
that's all we need to say.
Great teams cover, I guess. It is. It's Michigan week, so we could play this. All right, so there's that. That's going to be a weekly recurring segment. We got Keen, Clean Shoes Cruise, locks of the week.
That's right, it. So we got the Browns +4, the Vikings -3.5, and Michigan State Spartan Dogs +7 at home.
Yep. Take a -50 if you can. Yeah. Like, whatever. All right, so he's going to go 3-0, put all your money on it. Maybe I'll put like $1 on it and like parlay the three games.
Yeah.
And then we'll use all the money. We're going to go 3-0, so we'll use all that money to keep betting.
Correct.
Your next ones.
Facts.
All right, sweet. Clean Shoes Cruise. We'll see you next week with a 3-0 record.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Round of applause. All right. Next up, before we introduce today's guest, we got one more ad read, right? It's we got a new. I guess it's like a new partnership almost, right? It's what's it called? Oh, got it. It's the Let's Do It Live podcast, right? It's by the People's Commission, the Pizza Baron. Last one we listened to, they had a great conversation about college football, it was, right? Yeah, they talked about college football. So it's Let's Do It Live. Check it out on they're on iTunes. That's big time. Right after you're done listening to this, go check it out on iTunes. Let's Do It Live. Great conversation about college football in that last episode we heard. Go check it out. Let's Do It Live. All right. My guest today is a good friend. She's been on the podcast before. What episode was that? What episode is it today? Just kidding. Yeah, she's been on the podcast before, has some great takes on some conspiracy theories that we're going to get to today. The biggest one, Flat Earth Theory. I think it was episode 2, maybe, or 3.
I think so. We talked about the Kardashians.
Yeah, we did. We might get to that today, too.
Oh, God.
No conspiracy theories about the Kardashians. But everyone, yeah. Please welcome Katie Berry to the Devin J. Swivney podcast.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, recurring guest. Big time. Takes a lot. Takes a lot to get welcomed back. Pat would know. Pat came on once and said one swear word. He's never been back. Stinks. He didn't know he was going to get roasted. So, yeah, good to have you back.
Thank you.
Yep. We got some news to cover before we get to the conspiracy theories.
Okay.
I need to know, first of all, what's your take on LaCroix?
I think it's okay.
So you're like in the middle on it.
I wouldn't go to like Target and buy a case of like a 12 pack of them. But
neither.
I drink White Claw, which is basically the same thing as LaCroix plus alcohol.
It's a good trade-off,
so,
I guess.
I mean... Okay. I guess I could drink LaCroix, but I'd rather just drink water.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I found out last week. Can the people see this? I found out last week that LaCroix, this was like the day after last episode when I talked a lot of smack about LaCroix, but they can see us. So there was a lawsuit because people thought they were putting poison in LaCroix, and I wasn't surprised at all. I was like, yeah, that's just a walk in the park, poison in LaCroix. But it turns out, read this first sentence here. The insecticide allegedly found in LaCroix drinks is not harmful to people. So they're not denying that there's an insecticide in LaCroix.
How do we know that this is true?
NBC. Oh, man. Mm. I would think... I don't really know what to say about that. I guess it could be fake.
Right.
A class action lawsuit is claiming that the all natural, sparkling water has synthetic ingredients and chemicals. So I just want to put that out there, like public service announcement. There might be insecticide in LaCroix.
So you just still shouldn't drink it?
Yep.
Okay.
Like, cool. It's even worse than originally expected. So enough talk about LaCroix. One more thing. I just sent you a DM on Twitter, Luke. Did you get that? Actually, could you pull it up on here? So do you ever... What is Elle Magazine? E-L-L-E. Have you ever heard of it?
E-L-L-E. No, I have not.
Elle Magazine? Well, they played a...
Should I?
Probably. I don't know. Probably not. But, excuse me. They sent out this tweet today. When was it? Today's the 18th. Yeah, this afternoon they sent out this tweet. And it says, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are splitting up. With a couple emojis.
Oh, my gosh.
Can they see this? All right, click on that one right there. It's good radio. Is the tweet going to pull up? Click on this one, the next tab. That one. Yeah. So this is what they tweeted. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are splitting up. Heartbreak. And then you click on this, the link that they put with it. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Registered vote. Oh, my gosh.
Filthy. Gutless move. So isn't that, that's like kind of if I was Kanye West or Kim Kardashian, wouldn't you kind of be like they're making this joke at the expense of your marriage?
Maybe it was their idea.
Oh, it could be. I don't know. I don't know what this Elle magazine's all about, but I just thought that was kind of a filthy joke.
I don't know either, but a lot of celebrities are now kind of like trying to get people to register to vote. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
like on the American Music Awards, Taylor Swift had a speech and she was like, get out there and vote, which I found interesting.
Dang. We were at we went out to dinner the other day. It was like me, Luke, and shout out Borglum Bros Lawn Service. Who was it? It was like me, Luke, Donald, and Max went out to dinner the other day. And a lady comes up to us at our table, like we're eating our food. And she was like, hey, I just want to remind you guys, what did she even say? Like, she was like, I just want to remind you guys to register to vote.
Interesting.
We're like, all right, thanks. We're going to get back to eating our dinner. I mean, it's good to be registered to vote, though. Exercise that right.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's good.
I probably should be, but...
You should get registered.
Yeah, eventually I will.
There you go. That's all that matters. All right. We got a lot of... I got a lot of conspiracy theories on the agenda. You're already typing on your computer.
I'm just typing in my password.
Okay. Getting prepared.
Yes.
Where do we even want to start? Like...
Not with Flat Earth.
That's going to be the capper.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got first? You wanted to talk about mattress firms.
Have you heard about that?
I just bought a new mattress.
When you were in the mattress store, was there anyone else in there?
I bought it online.
Exactly. So, I watched this YouTuber. His name is Shane Dawson. I know a lot of guys.
Isn't that the guy that was trying to diagnose Logan Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I know who he is.
He has this YouTube channel, and it's all about conspiracy theories. And he had this one on mattress firm. And when you think about it, it makes sense because...
Like that you would go buy a mattress at a mattress
firm. Yeah, like a mattress firm store.
Like your old run-of-the-mill pop-up shop, mom-and-pop mattress firm.
Sure, yeah. So when you think about it, how often, Devin, do you buy a mattress?
Never.
Exactly.
I've slept on like two mattresses in my life.
Right, like I've had the same mattress. Consistently. Yeah, since I was like, you know, four, sleeping in a big girl bed.
Right.
So when you go into the mattress stores, if you buy it in store, like instead of online, mm-hmm. there's no one in the store. And have you ever noticed that there's like three mattress stores right in the same plaza or right across the street?
I guess, like when you're driving down the street. I don't know if I've ever been in a mattress store.
They're all over the place, and no one is ever in there.
Okay.
So Shane Dawson.
What's the kicker?
Has this idea that it's their way of laundering money.
Oh, like the owners?
Yes.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the supporting evidence?
I didn't do my research.
It's just like, okay, but it makes sense.
Yeah,
though.
But think about it. There's no one ever in there. They're all over the blocks.
Okay.
I don't know, just an idea.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, you said you wanted to talk about Michael Jackson's alive?
I think so. I think he's on an island somewhere with Tupac.
Where would that be?
Thank you.
We got a yes in the studio audience.
I mean, think about it. When Michael Jackson died, his life was kind of like going downhill. There is, you know, all that stuff with him holding the baby mm-hmm. over the balcony.
When was that? When did he die?
Oh, shout out to my sister for coming up with this idea about Michael Jackson.
Okay.
She's the one that informed me about it.
Give credit where credit is due, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
Okay.
So
Tupac.
I don't know. I mean, if I was Michael Jackson at that point in his life, like, I would want to get away. So why not say that you died in a believable way, like you overdosed, mm-hmm. you know, on drugs?
What would they have done with his body?
I don't know. He has so much money, he can pay anyone to do anything.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking about NBA in the background. Fans of Michael Jackson believe the singer is still alive after spotting him in a selfie taken by his daughter in Paris.
Also, another reason why I believe he's still alive is that he released a song with, who was it, Drake?
Did he?
Yes, he did. Recently. Apparently it was pre-recorded. Wasn't it?
Pre-recorded. Wait. So they recorded it like when he was alive?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Okay.
I have no evidence. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. I've heard some crazy ones about Tupac.
Yeah.
Like he's in like Jamaica or
Cuba. Yeah, they're on the same island living together.
Just chilling.
Living the best
making
life.
Making music.
Yeah.
Making a lot of hits. Yeah. That one's pretty wild too, I guess. I found one today. Well, actually, I knew about this one before. Have you ever heard about D.B. Cooper?
No.
Okay, so this guy, unidentified man. That was like the alias he used. But he got a plane ticket from Portland to Seattle. And when he got on the plane, he told everyone that he had a bomb. And he was like, he had all this ransom stuff. He wanted $200,000. This was in 1971, which is like $1.2 million today. He wanted $200,000 and like four parachutes. So they landed. They gave him all the stuff he wanted. Then they took off again. And he told everyone to go into the cockpit. He took the $200,000 and jumped out of the plane, and nobody ever found anything ever again.
Wow.
D.B. Cooper.
Interesting. I've never heard about that.
That's what he looks like. Have you seen this man? Pull up a picture. Amber alert.
Defensive back Cooper.
Yeah, defensive back. That's what DB stands
for.
What
was that plane that went missing?
That was the next one I had written down.
Read your mind.
Hang on, let's pull up a picture of DB Cooper, just in case somebody like knows this man. That was in the 70s, though. No, they said he, see that picture on the right there? He was just sitting on the plane like that, and then when he asked for the parachutes, he put on his shades, like he was ready to jump off the plane. Yeah, DB Cooper. That's wild, though. And people have been searching, like, up and down the, like in the Pacific Northwest. Nobody knows.
Interesting.
They found like a couple bills with the same serial numbers on it, but that's about it. Wild.
Mm.
Okay, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. That's the one, right?
Yeah, I don't know a ton about it, but I just know, didn't the plane go missing?
Yeah,
and there was no parts.
But there's a TV show about it now.
Yes, I'm watching it currently.
I kept saying we're going to watch it.
Yeah, Manifest. It's really good. So this plane, it's not really about that, but it's kind of based off of the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Plane goes missing for 5 years. It comes back, and the people have not aged on it. They have no idea what happened. They just thought they landed their plane.
That's what happened in the show.
Yeah, that's a show.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That didn't happen in real life.
No. It's pretty good. I'd recommend watching it.
How many episodes are there right now?
3 or 4.
Gotcha.
Yeah, all on Hulu.
I kept joking with Luke that every time a commercial came out, I'm like, we're going to watch that.
It's good.
And it turns out it's really good. I have a good taste. We're going to watch it.
Yeah.
How about chemtrails? Have you heard about those?
No, I haven't.
You know how when you look up in the sky and the planes are flying by?
Yeah.
And you see like a...
trail.
Yeah. People, there's a conspiracy that the government is putting chemicals into the air for mind control.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Let's look up some.
Do you believe it?
No.
Oh.
Well, would you? I don't know.
I don't know.
Long-lasting condensation trails are chemtrails. Believers in the conspiracy theory argue that these chemtrails consist of chemical or biological agents left in the sky by high-flying aircraft. Sprayed for nefarious... Is that how you pronounce that word? Sprayed for whatever purposes, undisclosed to the general public. Human population control, weather modification, biological or chemical warfare. How would we know? How would we know?
I don't know. Guess we don't.
Exactly.
We'll never know.
They're controlling our minds. They're controlling this conversation right now. I don't know. I don't know if I believe a lot of conspiracy theories. What are you laughing at? Clean shoes?
He knows what I'm laughing at. I'm staring him down for.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
So the real reason that I'm here.
Do you think the Patriots deflated those footballs?
Absolutely.
Just kidding. We don't need to talk about that conspiracy theory. Okay. Let's get to the big one.
Yep.
Flat Earth theory. But before we talk about that,
okay,
we have to clarify. Do you believe the Earth is flat, or what's your take on flat Earth theory?
Okay, so I am not saying that the Earth is round or the Earth is flat. I'm saying that I can believe where people think that the Earth is round. And I also believe where people can see where the Earth could be flat.
Right. So you are open-minded about open-minded, the idea that the Earth could be flat.
But for tonight, I'm going to give the evidence why it could be flat.
You're arguing for flat Earth theory.
Yes. Doesn't mean that I totally believe in it.
Mm-hmm. But you are open to the fact.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe.
Oh, yes. All over.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait, I just caught on to what you were saying.
It's a bad joke.
No.
All
around. No.
You get it? All around the globe.
I get it.
Okay. I just ruined the whole... okay. I don't believe that the Earth is flat.
Okay.
But...
You're entitled to your own
opinion. I'm open to everything.
Right.
I'm willing to listen. Okay, where do we even want to start on this one?
I don't know. I just know I'm going to get a lot of hate from this. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah. Tyler Borglund.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Shots fired.
Calling him out.
Shots fired. We're already calling people out. I guess my first, it's like.
Where do you begin?
Why would they even be hiding this from us in 2018?
I think that we should start with
like what would be
the layout of the Earth.
Okay, let's lay some groundwork.
Devin, if I say the Earth is flat, what do you imagine it looking like?
A frisbee.
Okay.
Like.
So kind of like
a dinner plate.
Hockey puck.
Something that you would just go.
Yeah.
Just.
A lot of flat earthers think that it looks more like a hockey puck. So basically the same thing: dinner plate, frisbee.
Okay. Yeah.
So Luke, can you pull up this picture for me? It's this one.
Hockey puck. Have you seen Kicking and Screaming?
Yes. Can you zoom in on the Earth is Flat?
Okay, so it's like a like an igloo.
Yeah, basically. So there's, do you see the dome, like,
yep,
above the Earth? That's called the firmament. And that includes the atmosphere, the sun, the moon, and the stars.
The ozone. Oh, all the stars are,
yes,
in there. Is it a projection?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Like it. Okay. No, I get what you mean. Okay. So that's like the sky. That,
right. It's
that dome.
It's a dome enclosed.
Okay.
So then the edges, you can see how there's all of that ice all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
So the edges are ice walls, which are similar to the walls that keep out the White Walkers in the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Understand that? Okay.
Yes. So it's like a big ice wall.
Basically, yeah.
And it's guarded? Like, what if I went there?
So if you went there...
This is all according to the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. So in the late 50s, there was a treaty signed from basically all of the countries in the
world.
The Earth. Yeah, world, thank you. That prohibited anyone to go into Antarctica.
Okay. This is real.
This is real in the late 50s. Go into. Nobody could even go to Antarctica. So you could go. No, you can go to Antarctica,
like,
for little excursions.
Scientific
but
exploration.
If you think about it, the further you go, the colder it gets. So physically, you cannot go all the way to the edge. No, you cannot, Lucas.
Nobody's been there.
The government will not allow you to.
So like, what would be on the edge?
It's Antarctica all the way around.
Okay, and then after that, it's just like you would fall off.
I don't know. No one's ever been there.
That's true.
The government knows, but we don't know.
Okay, so is the moon flat?
Honestly, I don't know. Okay. What do you think? Do you think it would be flat then?
I guess if we're looking at this picture here, I guess it could still be round.
Right.
So when you fly, I guess, okay. I can see how.
And you can't fly over Antarctica.
Right.
Why would you need to in this picture?
Right.
Which makes sense because no.
I've never flown over Antarctica.
Ever fly over Antarctica.
Okay, so how would gravity work?
The theory of gravity?
Oh, it's just a theory.
The theory.
Yeah. Turn that mic up. This is what Flat Earth thinks.
So in a sense, this is not me arguing anything. I'm just saying Flat Earthers think that the Earth is moving always in one direction. And that is pushing us down and keeping us grounded, basically.
Oh, so this disc is flying through the air, like.
So I think it's like the 9.8. Is it 9.8 meters per second?
Yeah, 9.8 meters per second squared.
Yeah, it's that's how fast we're going.
Okay, and that's why we're staying down.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Luke.
Okay, what other questions do I have? So what are all the images from space then?
They're all composite images.
So they're fake?
Yes. So all of the information we get from the Earth, the Moon, and space comes from NASA.
Mm-hmm.
All the pictures, all the videos.
Right.
But there's no camera that could take a full picture of the Earth from far away, far enough to see the whole entire Earth. What, Luke?
Like, we have a little pumpkin right here. If you go like this, you can't take a picture of the entire
what this is, because our listeners can't see it.
It's a little pumpkin, right? Just, like, imagine a hand, palm-sized pumpkin. if I'm trying to take a picture of this, how could I take a picture of the entire thing at once? In one picture.
Zoom out. Like, go far enough back.
Wait, okay. Like the whole, like the whole, like the whole thing, you mean? Like, all the way around?
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that you cannot zoom, like, go far enough back in space to be able to take a picture.
That's because the Earth is round.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can see the whole other side of the Earth.
Oh,
I'm just saying
when
you can't see.
I think I know what you mean. So when you're taking a picture of the Earth, like, you can only get far enough away where you have to take a picture of, like, this part, and then this part,
yep,
and then this part, and then this part, and then they have to put it all together.
So they go from top of the Earth to the bottom, and then they go all the way around.
So they, like, piece a picture of the Earth together.
Right.
So nobody has a picture of the Earth.
Zooms very far back. No, because they can't go. They don't have the technology to go that far back. So
did we go to the moon?
No, we didn't.
That was fake, too.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
So NASA has to go all the way around the Earth to take multiple pictures and then put them together.
Okay.
And a guy named Robert Simon, who is the lead data visualizer from NASA, said that they are Photoshopped because there would be gaps in the images when you put them together. So he admitted, you know, basically saying that
they can't take a picture. Got it.
But yet we see these pictures in there.
That one looks fake to me.
Yeah, and another thing that a Shane Dawson video said that there's a lot of cloud formations that are repeated.
Oh,
and why
are
they repeated? So they edited these Earth photos, copy and pasted some of the...
Right. I guess the only question I have at this point is why?
Why would they do that?
Why would they be pretending that the Earth isn't flat?
I think because there is some reason out there that maybe the government is hiding from us that they don't want us to know. There's some crazy reason, and I don't know what that is.
They're hiding it from us. I hope they're not listening right now. Exposed.
Shoot.
That's why I'm skeptical. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the point would be.
Okay, but another thing.
Yeah.
Another thing is why, you know, it leads me to believe that it might be flat is because the Bible references a flat earth.
Okay, you got that right here.
Yep, in Genesis 1:6, it states, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament above or from the waters which were above the firmament, and so it was. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day."
And that's what we talked about earlier. The firmament is that little arch.
Right. I'm not sure what verse it is or where it's found, but it says that the earth is made of four corners.
That would be wild.
That's a box.
A square. A cube.
But, yeah, I don't know. That wasn't in, like, our Bible.
Okay, how about this over here? United Nations flag.
That was the treaty that we...
Oh, the United Nations logo.
Yeah, so
that's what that looks like.
This is the United Nations. Can they see this, Luke?
Yeah, it's kind of cut off, but you can see
it. So this is the United Nations flag. And what is this flag showing you? Devin.
Yeah.
The Earth is
flat. I don't need to say it.
That is showing, like, the Earth is laid out flat.
On the United Nations logo.
And then these leaf things.
That's really the logo that they use, United Nations.
Yep, if you Google search the United Nations flag, that is what comes up. And what are these feather leafy things around it?
Laurels.
Antarctica.
Basil.
That's what it represents.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's what it represents.
Antarctica. The ice wall. Okay, one more question that I have. If the earth is flat, what would be underneath? Like, if my hand is the earth, flat.
Right.
This is
the flat earth.
What's down here?
I don't know.
Maybe there's another, it's more earth.
Honestly, I don't know.
There's another. There's yeah. Cheers to that. There's another dimension. It's a mirror. It's a mirror image. We're doing the same thing, but underneath, it's the upside down.
Maybe the upside down world.
Are there any? What do people think that's underneath? Is there a?
Devin, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the moon landing was real?
I don't want to think the moon landing was fake. I don't know. I don't know why they would fake. I guess it makes more sense why they would fake the moon landing.
Right.
Because they want to have power over. Like, we wanted to beat the Russians to the moon, right?
Right.
So I guess it makes sense why they would fake that. But I don't. That seems like a lot of trouble to go through.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
So going back to where your Bible reference, right? So that's...
This is Donald.
Hello, everybody. So this is from a standpoint of somebody that's... let's say you're standing, right?
Right.
And you're listening to this this scripture. It's saying there's a dome above you.
Right.
So that's established that there's a dome above you. What if you were on the other half of the world? There'd be another dome above you. So two domes put together is a circle. Correct? Two half domes. Two hemicircles put together is a full circle. It's not flat.
What side of the argument are you on?
I don't believe the earth is flat.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
So you would... Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. No.
Right? Doesn't that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Because you're standing there and you see a level plane. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
you see a hemicircle above
sky.
You.
It's all one sky.
A firmament.
It's all one...
So like when
you... You look up from anywhere
so you know
and
how,
it's the same dome.
You know how in like... You can go outside and look at the sky and see the Big Dipper over here one night.
Right.
And then another night it's over here.
Right. It's the same sky. You're looking up, you see the same thing as someone.
But like in China, would you see the Big Dipper in the same spot as you would in Michigan? I'm in a class about the universe and I should be learning this.
I don't know.
I feel like don't the stars go like this across the sky? East to west?
I think it depends where you're at in the world.
Yeah, I get maybe this is a flawed argument. I want to know what's underneath, though.
Nickel.
Yeah, quartz.
it's magnet nickel.
Okay, we do have some comments. My mom says, hi, Dev.
That's cute.
Tyler, of course.
Tyler says, there is actually one picture taken of the entire Earth in one photo from the 70s.
No, there's not.
I believe, so that claim is incorrect.
No, there's not.
The UN has a flat logo because you can't fit all of the United Nations into one picture of the globe.
Fair. Fair argument.
The Mercator projection.
Yeah, no, I can see where he's coming from on that one. I'm just supporting my claim.
Yeah, so when you fly somewhere, you don't fly in a straight line, right?
No, you're usually in a trajectory where you're going like this. It's kind of like a curve.
Kind of like if Earth was...
If Earth was straight up just flat, you wouldn't have to go up. You'd just go straight.
Well, you'd still have to go like...
Just go up above,
up,
you know,
up.
Landforms, buildings.
I don't know, man. I'm confused.
I want to go back to the moon landing.
Okay, let's talk about the moon landing. The moon is round?
I don't know. Is it?
I've never been there.
Me neither. I don't think.
Yeah, wait.
Any of the astronauts have either.
You don't think Neil went to the moon?
No, I didn't know. Not. Well.
So how did they fake that?
So.
I
from
guess.
Shane Dawson's video, the NASA astronauts claim that the video footage was lost from the moon landing. So this is a quote from Don Petz, I think, a NASA astronaut. He said that I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is that we just don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back again.
So that's a former astronaut, you
yes.
said? He says we don't have the technology to go to the moon.
Right.
Because we
they
destroyed it.
They used to, but they destroyed it. How does that make sense?
I pulled up a Reuters article. It says, moon landing tapes got erased, NASA admits.
Yep.
That was in 2009.
And they claim that they don't have the technology to do that anymore.
Right.
I think that's interesting because we have so much technology now.
A little sketchy.
Way more than in 2009.
I always read, like, when we went to the moon, the spaceship had the same technology that you have in, like, a calculator or something like that.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So, the moon landing apparently took place in 1969.
Nice.
Yet we don't have, you know, technology to go in 2018.
So, all the pictures and everything were faked.
Yes. I read something somewhere that said it was done in, like, a studio.
Right. Like a Hollywood film studio.
Yeah, Hollywood. A reason for that is because the American flag was waving on the moon.
Right. And I've seen that video before where they say
no
it moved
air
a little bit
to cause a breeze.
They hung the flag up and it waved.
And it waved. So if you were in a Hollywood studio, there would probably be fans going.
Mm-hmm.
A fan that could possibly...
Or on Earth, there would be an atmosphere that would move the flag.
Correct.
All right, so Tyler says there is an image of the Earth taken on December 7th, 1972.
Thank you for that information, Tyler.
Yeah.
About Can we look that up, Luke?
About 29,000 kilometers from surface.
How do we know that that's not?
We're getting a text in of another Bible verse that says, "May God bless us still so that all ends of the earth will fear him."
Ends of the earth? Who said that?
John Borglum.
Okay. All ends of the earth. Think about that nomenclature, people.
Interesting.
It's interesting to think about, really. So I understand. So if we fake the moon landing, it's because we wanted to beat the Russians to the moon to say, like, we beat you.
Yes.
I just don't get why everyone would be pretending that the Earth is round this whole time. Like, what if in elementary school, if they were like, yeah, the Earth is flat, then we'd all be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But in elementary school, they said the Earth is round.
I don't know. I'm going to be a teacher, so I don't really know what I should say about that.
I just don't know why they would. I don't know what the motives would be behind the Earth being faked as round.
I don't know. I mean, like I said in the beginning, I don't believe that it's fully flat or round. I'm just.
Explain sunsets, he says.
Okay, Luke, can you pull up this link for me?
Okay. That was one question I had. I said the stars travel
like
across
night and
the
day
sky.
Type
like
thing.
How does the moon rise and the sun rise and the sunset and the moon set?
Yeah. So night and day happens. The sun moves around the Earth. So the Earth is still. And if you think of the Earth,
no free advertisements.
If the Earth
Verizon,
is like,
cut the check.
So the Earth is still and the sun is a flashlight, and you would move it like.
So if this pumpkin's
around
the
Earth. Yep. It would be shining down, and it would be moving clockwise like this. So when the sun is on the right side of the Earth, the left side, yep, right there. Can everyone see
okay.
that?
Is that... And that's correct. Like, that's correct with how...
Why is this a video of someone's YouTube video?
Night and day in the flat Earth model.
So when the sun is on the left side, the right side...
Okay, so that's how, and the moon would be like opposite.
Opposite, yeah.
But how is it when there's like a solar eclipse?
I didn't think about that.
I read an article about that. That was created by the flat earthers. I don't remember what it said exactly, so I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
But that was also a point that flat earthers made, saying that. The Earth is flat. They had some claim against it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually damaged my eyes in the solar eclipse.
Wow.
I don't know how true that is, but I think my vision's
Maybe
going.
That's when you went colorblind.
I've been colorblind. okay, what else did I say? Oh, so like when I go to the beach.
Yes.
Like I go to Florida for spring break, and I'm standing on the beach. What's this here? Oh, what about the Mars rovers? That's a good question.
Oh, yes. I don't really know.
That is, like...
Everything that we put into space.
I don't know
right?
much.
Mars, and I just mean, like, Elon Musk's plan to go to Mars. He sent things into space.
Oh, yeah,
you're
he put a Tesla in space.
You're claiming that Elon Musk is also lying, too.
He could be in on it. He's powerful.
Powerful people are in charge of everything.
That's, yeah.
Most things, should I say? I don't know.
No. Elon Musk would be a powerful individual. So I guess everything that we put into... I mean, could we still go to space even if the Earth is flat? Maybe they went to space, they just didn't tell us that it's flat. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't have all the answers.
I wonder if... Is Mars round?
I don't know even what rovers are. Devin, can you explain to me what rovers are?
Like, we sent a like a little...
thing that walks around on...
Yeah. It's huge. Okay. Did you see that recent video?
It's not a little...
no.
All right, it's a big vehicle that they put on Mars, like, to go, like, dig holes and test the soil.
So, Matt and Tyler, I honestly have no idea. I have not looked into any of that stuff.
Okay, I saw... Okay, right, the top one.
Holy cow.
So that's the Mars... Is that a real one?
So that goes to Mars and just... Mm-hmm. Zooms around on Mars.
By the way, the Flat Earth Society does believe officially that the Mars is round. Every other planet is round except for the Earth.
Okay.
And the Earth is the center of the solar system.
I think I
believe
that.
Okay, so it's an Earth-centric solar system.
So, like, the sun and the moon are round. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
So that's the Mars rover right there. They're going to put people in that thing?
Yeah, so what happens? Do they just put a video camera on that?
So this is a fake image right here.
Yep. Devin, you are the one that got me started about Flat Earth. Did you know that?
Me?
Yes. You are the one that inspired me to look into it.
Well, I've looked into it before.
I think it was last spring break. You were on a beach, correct?
Well, this is what I was going to get to.
Okay.
So if you're standing on the beach.
Yeah.
And you look out over the water.
Right.
And then you can't see any further.
Right.
What's, like...
An ice wall.
But I can't see the ice wall, though.
Right, because it's so far away.
But I can't see...
The ocean is still miles and miles and miles long. It doesn't stop. It's not like there's going to be a beach, a little bit of ocean, and then an ice wall.
Okay, so how about Lake Michigan? I've been there. Okay. And you look out, you can't see anything. It's just water.
Well, there's land on the other side of that.
But I can't see that either.
Well, because your eyes can't see that far. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
I just have a lot of questions. I don't know. But it's interesting to think about.
That's why you should be open-minded about it.
I have an open mind about
it. Okay.
That.
All right.
This is supposed to be a picture from the Hubble space of galaxies. Doesn't look real to me, to be honest.
Looks like, what's that thing in Stranger Things?
The Demogorgon.
Yeah. So this is a composite image of the Demogorgon.
So that's supposed to be from space? That definitely has a few filters on it.
Hashtag no filter. These people on Instagram, man, they want to put a filter on everything. I don't know. It's okay. It is interesting to think about.
Right. And I'm not saying I believe either way.
Right. But it's good to have open mind.
Obviously,
about
I would not, you know, share this theory I have with absolutely anyone, only on the Devinger Swiftney podcast.
Right. Only the best. Let's see if I have any other questions. How would time zones work, too, if the Earth was flat?
I don't know. How do seasons work?
Do you believe there's rovers either on the moon or on Mars? That's a question from the chat.
From Chad.
From the chat.
Oh.
Chad.
I mean, why not?
I guess so. Even if the Earth was flat, we could as long as Mars is round.
Why couldn't there be?
I guess we could. Right. We could still send a rover off the flat Earth to Mars. I guess. Same with the moon. I guess we could have still went to the moon. If the Earth is flat.
Maybe we did.
I got a conspiracy theory. What if the Earth is a frisbee and somebody just threw it? Is that another question?
Oh, all right.
Well, I guess it's good. Okay, we can watch NASA's live stream. Oh, yeah, let's look up that. Let's look up.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yes.
Shout out to Jacob for giving me an awesome workout plan. Thank you, Jacob.
Oh, nice.
I started day one today, and I'm going to be super sore. So I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yes, it's good to be sore. Shout out Jacob Okarski. He said it was a dream of his to get a shout out on this podcast.
Oh, there you go, Jacob. Thank you.
Well, okay. I guess this does play into the fact that they can't fit the whole Earth in the picture. You know what I'm saying? So this is from the International Space Station right now, live. With delay, I would imagine, because the Wi-Fi is not that fast up there.
That is the Wi-Fi.
That wait. It's beautiful.
I don't believe it.
See, I guess it could be fake.
So what we're looking at now is what?
Live.
No, from Katie's perspective.
The top.
It would be fake.
Yeah, or the top of the firmament, maybe.
But it keeps going. Like, if you watch this for hours, it'll keep going.
Okay, put it on replay.
Shorty's like a melody. Remember that song?
Copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, shoot. I didn't say that. Cut that. So this does play into the point you made earlier where it's like you can't take a picture of the whole Earth. It doesn't fit in that camera.
Right.
But, oh, man, see? Look what they're doing to us. They heard that they heard that we got a live video going on, and they're like, nope, cut it.
They're going over Antarctica right now.
Yeah. Are they?
No.
Oh.
That's why
they're Yeah. They go, cut it. So it is good to have an open mind about these types of things. Even if you don't believe in it. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I did the research on it, and mm-hmm. I feel like it.
Expanded. No, you came in here with facts.
Yeah.
It at least makes people think.
I mean, there's already enough facts out there for why, you know, I mean, we grew up thinking that the Earth is round.
Mm-hmm. I believe in all the points you made. I just don't get what the...
why do people...
Like, what would be the point of them faking the Earth being round when it's really flat?
Honestly, I have no answer other than maybe there's some... bigger issue or concept out there.
They're trying to hide a bigger issue from us.
They don't want us to know.
Big government.
I mean, like, think about, like, the 9/11, you know, conspiracy theories.
Right.
Do you think there's something that we don't know?
No.
About there? Okay. Never mind.
That one's tough to talk about.
Never mind.
I just don't get what they would be hiding. Pop-Tarts conspiracy theory. Our Pop-Tarts ravioli.
I know, like, people think I'm crazy for even thinking
about
it.
I mean, you brought up some good points.
But that's, like, the cool thing.
You just have to be open-minded about it. Yeah, this is America.
It can annoy some people, but it's like, yeah, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yep, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
That's how other people take it.
Yep. You're not affecting anyone else with your opinion that they're just flat.
Except Luke. He gets pretty upset about it. He couldn't even hold back from this podcast.
He kept his mic off. He kept his mic off the whole time.
No.
Also, another question I have, if the sun is hot, then why is space cold?
Ooh.
It's not really a conspiracy. It's just facts.
If the sun is hot, why is space cold?
Yeah. Who you got? 1 billion lions versus the sun.
1 billion lions.
Maybe because Detroit it's so... lions. I don't know. So big? I don't know.
So if the sun is hot, why is space cold? Like, if you go into space, allegedly, then why do you have to wear a suit?
Well, you can't think about it like it's 5 miles away either.
No, it's a ways. But why does it warm? Why does it warm the Earth then?
Because it's close enough. You can still feel those solar rays.
Tyler. The live stream, okay, that could be fake.
What else could
it could.
Real.
could be fake.
They could make you want to think that, you know, it's another reason to believe, like, the Earth is round.
How about shadows?
What is real?
I guess shadows would still.
Shadows are just a...
Yeah. Gravity. We talked about gravity.
Well, Devin, going back to the sun is hot. When the sun is not shining on you, so, like, let's say at nighttime, it's cold.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just the sun is not shining. When it's nighttime, I mean, it's cold, right?
I mean, me asking this question is probably just me not knowing enough about science to realize why it's so cold in space, but...
Oh, you mean in space, not just in day and night. Okay.
Like, so it's hot on Earth because the sun warms the Earth, right? Like, if there is no sun, we wouldn't be here because it would be so cold. Right?
Yeah.
So if the sun's so hot, why is it cold in space?
It's a vacuum.
So there's just... Oh. What does that mean?
You can't do anything in a vacuum.
So it's a vacuum.
So it's not cold?
It's the absence of anything.
So it's not cold, it's not hot, it's just
sure it's
nothing.
I don't, I'm not an astrophysicist.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't take astronomy 101.
It's just me not knowing. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's it, though. Yeah, you're late to the party. We're trying to shut this thing down. Heads up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's really coming out.
Overflow.
Did you guys hear that?
That's what she said.
So,
I don't know, Dev. Those are just my thoughts, my viewpoints.
Yeah, but Donald made a good point. You can believe whatever you want, and nobody can tell you what
to
believe.
I think that's the fun thing.
Oh, people have told me.
Yeah.
You can disagree with people, but then once you start taking offense to something that you don't believe in, that's, I think, when you have an issue. Because at that point, you're offending the other person, and you're getting offended, and you're just making yourself negative, and it's just, it doesn't help any situation.
This guy wasn't even invited on the episode, and he came in here preaching facts.
Hello.
That's Donald. He was on episode season one.
Guac is on me tomorrow, on Saturday.
He's making homemade guac on Saturday. You
guac
heard it.
Guac or salsa?
No,
anyways, it's thought provoking, the flat Earth.
Think about it while you fall asleep tonight.
Yep.
It's something you think about when you whittle some soap into a duck. You know, you just sit there with your little knife.
I mean, who does that?
Okay, never mind. Sorry, I'm 76 years old.
But it's good to think about.
Yeah. Well, sorry if I offended anyone out there.
No, nobody should get offended by that.
Did you just assume?
Well,
wow.
Anyways, that's season 3, episode 2 of the Devin J. Swinney podcast.
Sponsored by New Generation
Thanks
Landscape.
Thanks for having
New
me.
Generation Landscape, I got a shout out. Thanks for coming, Katie. Came in here preaching facts. She prepared a lot. Same time next week, folks. Well, probably. Can't make any promises, but... Probably same time next week. Peace out.